Hey everybody, and welcome to Authors and Dragons, where a group of comedic fantasy writers get together and try to make it through a whole game of Pathfinder without accidentally dying. Let's see if we pull it off this week. As always, the odds do not look great.
Hi, I'm John Hartness, and I am playing Fandingo the Fantastical, and in real life, I'm rocking my sexy Kathleen Turner voice because I'm sicker than shit this week, but I'm also the author of the Quincy Harker Demon Hunter Dark Fantasy series, the Black Knight Chronicles Urban Fantasy series, Bubba the Monster Hunter, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Hi, I'm Joseph Brassi. I play the role of Bjork Bjornsson, the violent and enthusiastic barbarian. I was one of the authors on the Mongoliad Project, and my debut novel, Skyfarer, is due out from Angry Robot Books in 2017.
Hi, I'm Rick Walteri, and I play Silas Kane / the Mysterious Arrow of the Gods. And in real life, I write the Tome of Bill series, including Bill the Vampire and The Last Coven, which hopefully by the time this episode airs is out with the fucking beta readers already, because it's just taken me forever to finish this damn book.
Hello, my name is Robert Bevan. I play the role of Klaus Richter, Notorious Rogue. In real life, I write the Cavern Creep series of comedy, fantasy, LITRPG novels and short stories, starting with the first book, Critical Failures.
Hi, my name is Robert Gruzzi, and I am the author of, a bunch of books, including Starship Drifters, which I think is probably still going to be on sale for $1.99 on Kindle as of the airing of this program. And in the game, I play Kutharic the Lost, who is a rather grumpy and unpleasant dwarven cleric on the way to becoming a unpleasant druid.
Hi, my name's Steve Weberall. I play Brandon Fymaster, the monk and undeniable hero of the lamp, unless you count those souls I abandoned. And in real life, I'm the author of the comedy fantasy series The Doomsayer Journeys.
Hey there, kiddos and cadets. This is Drew Haynes coming to you with Vin Diesel silently at his side. I am the author of series such as Superpowers, NPCs Fred the Vampire, counting on the upcoming blockbusterly reviewed Forge and Confessors, which you can sign up to be a beta reader for right now at DrewHaynesNovels.com.
And when last we left our intrepid adventurers, they had managed to successfully navigate a lamp, climb some chains, destroy a bowl. No. They didn't break it. They broke that bowl on a fundamental fucking level. But most of them made it back to the ship, which is impressive for them. So, let's pick up where they left off, with everybody in the ship and Klaus running for his life.
Why am I running for my life?
Oh, because Klaus, you didn't wish to be on the ship. You wished to be on the place where the ship was next going to make port. In an area of enchanted islands with monstrous creatures all about.
You might have mentioned that.
You've been there for at least 15 episodes. Really didn't feel like it was necessary.
Well, I didn't know that's where it was going. All right. Well, all right.
Where did you think they were going to make port? Somewhere nice? But seriously, roll me a dexterity check.
Beaches are nice.
Beaches are nice. Roll me a dexterity check.
Coming up, brother. Dexterity.
That's probably a good thing you didn't say, I want to be at the next nice place they show up, because we would probably just had to write you out of the entire game.
Yeah, that would have been dumb.
Right? Find where that is. Klaus rolls a 16.
All right. You nimbly dart to the side as yet another tree comes crashing down. You don't know what's happening. You don't know why you're in a forest and all these fucking trees are just slamming down around you. You just know that if you were under any of them, you would be dead. They are really coming the fuck down.
This forested beach sucks.
Yes, it does. Most forested beaches do.
Yeah.
You guys know that's a real thing, right? Like a beach with like 2 inches of beach and then like a 10-mile of forest.
Oh, yeah.
That was my childhood. No. I grew up going to those.
We don't have those in the
Do any of these trees have... Do they have coconuts on them?
No. They are thick, mighty, like oaks and redwoods and shit. Like, the kind of trees that should not be falling down, yet are falling the fuck down around you. You can roll me a perception.
Alright, I'm looking for coconuts, or booze, or, you know, whatever.
Apocalypse time, the Baobab, though.
Klaus rolls a 2.
Yeah, that feels about right. You are way too distracted by the fact that these trees are coming the fuck down around you, like raindrops, to pay attention to anything. You are just running. You are running for your life, and with your 16 dexterity, you are surviving.
Question. My pants are clean, and is my ass clean?
Yes, you are clean, healed, fully rested. John took care of all of you with his wish in a brilliant move of insight that I was not expecting. He has effectively made it so that you all come out like you're coming from a long rest with like a good washing, a scrubbing, and a massage. You feel great. You feel at full health. Fantastic.
I would like to run toward the water and be in that.
You have literally no say-so in the direction you're running. You are just running to the place that doesn't have a tree crashing down. Yeah. And to the boat.
So, what say we stay out here for an extended period of fishing?
where are we at? Like, is the boat made port? Has it stopped?
So, the boat is like, we just left, right?
Yeah, to the boat, there was fog, it rolled in, it rolled off, and now the crew is out there looking at you like you're assholes for just standing around being all shell-shocked. They're like, hey, come on, assholes, we got shit to do. The Island of Champions is right there. We gotta go, we gotta restock.
That's hey, not island, we're assholes.
Fog sharks.
Island of Champions?
Well, clearly you survived the fog sharks. And Footstool kind of stops and looks. Okay, clearly most of you survived the fog sharks.
Oh,
Bjorg's going to check and see if his hair is still blue.
Bjorg's hair is still very blue. Some might even call it a Zool.
Klaus.
Where is Klaus? I hope he's somewhere nice.
I hope.
Lots of nice trees.
I hope he's fucking somewhere getting it in the pooper, because we're not anywhere nice.
In a way, you're both right.
All right, then.
That's reassuring.
So, Island of Champions?
Island of Champions.
Yeah, we gotta stock, we gotta resupply. You know, going and finding you assholes, it wasn't free. We had to eat some stuff, we had to drink some stuff, and you know, the Island of Champions, it's crazy dangerous if you leave the main town. But you know, the central area is pretty okay.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna go down below deck and pray for Klaus.
Literally, how do you want me to take that? Because I know you're not actually praying for Klaus. What are you asking Craig to do to Klaus?
No,
he's going to go polish his knob.
I got a brand new mask out of my wish there. I'm going to go test that out, that thing out.
Ah, so no prayers, just donning a mask.
He's going to go spank one out. He's so happy Klaus is gone.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I could
you know, Rick, I felt
that.
A little bad taking your paladin powers, but you are really driving home the fact that you don't deserve them with every game.
Oh, Jesus.
You make one mistake, you don't pay attention when somebody's getting like killed by a monster, and then you gotta suffer nonstop.
Yeah, but that's what Silas wants.
This is true.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll also take Klaus suffering for it as well.
Island of Champions. I like the sound of that. Sounds like somewhere I could belong.
I have no... I mean, you're going to go to the fucking island whether I want you to or not, so I'm going to go find a hammock, I guess.
There's something... What is it on this island that makes it the Island of Champions? York says, holding his hands out emphatically.
Oh, it's the island where champions live.
Champion what? Like,
if it's
the island of champion butt-kissers, then I'm not sure...
No. Footstool makes like a tiny goblin muscle with his little green arm and slaps it twice and is like, no, like champions, like warriors, like hand-to-hand mercenary fighters, the greatest in the land, living and dead, they all dwell on this island.
Oh, that's not strictly true, is it? Because I'm on this boat.
Footstool stares at you. Yeah, you're on this boat.
Bjorg is staring off into space as though he was just told where the keys to Candyland are.
Footstool kind of brings you in close. He's like, now listen, boys, there's no weapons allowed on this island. You can fight as much as you want, but it's all fist and fury and strength and guts. No weapons. They consider that the coward's resort.
Brandon Farmer at this point is just smiling broadly at everybody.
I'd like to go to the coward's resort.
They say coward like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. So Footstool's gonna bring you in a little closer. He's gonna gesture with his tiny goblin hands. Come here.
Oh, look at his tiny goblin hands.
Yes.
Do not mock.
Do
Please
they
don't
say,
mock
they say, Brendan. They say, it's never been substantiated, but they say that Judge Hungry is one of the only people to ever come here and walk away with a piece of the gold.
Do we mean metaphorical gold? Is that like a championship?
Oh, no. The great, the beautiful, the golden belts they hold. They say if they're defeated, you have the chance of taking the belt and defending, or taking a piece to mark your victory.
Well, I don't really need a belt.
There's gold.
Oh, there's gold, all right. There's gold. One piece of those belts? My God. Oh, it'll fetch you 20,000 regular gold. It's so pure and so coveted. It's the mark of a true champion.
What about, like, the mark of, like, a tainted, half-baked, faux fucking champion? Can we get one of those? Because it's probably a lot easier to attain.
Footstool's gonna kind of look around. He's gonna kind of gesture for Bjorg and Brandon to step away. He's gonna pull in Fandango. And he's gonna pull in Fandango a little closer. He's gonna pull in Fandango a little closer, and you feel his hot, weird goblin breath on your neck as he talks. It's a little uncomfortable.
And yet, my nipples are particularly turgid.
You know, they say the greatest of the champions, they have anthem whenever they step in.
And then Footstool pulls away. He pulls away, and you continue sailing. Would anyone like to do anything besides dodging trees or sailing on a boat?
I'm going to tune, and that's 100% a euphemism.
If I had a chance to don my my disguise.
Crunches, getting ready for Championship Island. This is the big time. Just a lot of crunches.
Start doing push-ups.
You have indeed had time to don your disguise.
All right, make sure it's cinched nice and tight this time, and come back out on deck.
Ah, it's mass. It's the arrow of the gods.
The arrow of the gods.
We were afraid we'd lost you.
Greetings once again, my young wards.
Excellent.
Ward? Whoa. That sounds like short pants.
He just misspelled Bard.
No short pants.
Joining me in my great battle against evil.
Oh, this is convenient. We're heading to the Island of Champions just as the Arrow of the God returns to us.
So, Mr. Arrow, dude, or should I call you Arrow or Mr. of the Gods? Or so, Mr. Mask, dude, just wanted to point out that we can't use weapons on the Island of Champions.
I have the greatest weapon of them all.
I don't want to see it. Put that thing away.
Well, I have two of the greatest weapons of them all. That and my undying faith.
Also not helpful. Just don't try to shoot anything, because I get the feeling that I'm going to get the shit beat out of me if you try to shoot something.
We are going to win this island.
Also, to be fair, we're talking about the greatest weapons. Klaus did almost get his ripped off to have a big one, so he does get a claim to that title.
He's not here.
That's true. He's not there to contest it.
Little tripod motherfucker ain't around.
Yep, he is dead for all you know and hope.
Yes, and what a shame it is that that our filthy thief friend has perished.
Yeah, he was with Silas last we saw him. Who knows where either of they are? Who knows or cares?
Silas the murderer!
Oh, look, they're missed. Sigh.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm finished mourning. Push-ups.
It's basically, when do you guys want to arrive at the island? You let me know.
Before we hit the island, we still have a bag of treasure that scared guy chucked at us. That has a staff, a book, a scroll, some boots. I assume we just split up the 100 gold between us.
Yeah, for all cash treasure, it's assumed it splits evenly. Half of you are paladins and half are under chaoses. It's just more trouble than it's worth. So it's a staff, a book you can't open, and some gold and some boots. Although, when the staff is brought out, Guthric, you feel a snap. You've never been in real love, and no one has certainly ever loved you. But in that moment, you feel the primal, undeniable attraction of something that is meant to be. And you step forward without any consciousness, and you take the staff. And anyone who tries to intervene is knocked away immediately as it leaps into your hand.
and you feel something deep within yourself click.
Do you wish to be alone with your wood?
I never felt this way about a staff before.
You feel all of nature flowing into your mind, in your veins, and you remember your wish to the lantern. And you can just feel a connection to nature and magic that was never there before. You earned your druid class, in the other words.
This is quite the touching staff meeting.
Oh. Boo! Kill him! Oh, kill the arrow of the gods!
That's good.
Catharic's going to take a moment to contemplate the wondrousness of nature.
It's okay if you come. Like, hippies do that all the time. You can just come.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting at.
Okay, so just to clarify this, we have a book that won't open. Was that... And we have a book that Cloak Boy left us.
I think they're the same book.
Are they the same book?
Yes, there are two books. They are the same book.
Spell book with a bloody handprint on it. And I assume that's the one that won't open.
No, Cloak Boy's book will not open.
But there is a spell book with a bloody handprint on it.
Yes.
We'll leave that in the bag. That looks dirty.
Oh, no, I totally want to look at that fucking thing.
You sure?
You flip through. Are you a wizard?
I can read magic. Well, kinda. I'm a bard. I'm a half-assed wizard.
You understand it in the same way that I understand a physics book when I read it. Yes, the words make sense, but the concepts don't.
Alright. This doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, what about the boots? Can you make sense of them? I don't need boots.
I think these boots were made for walking.
I have knowledge arcana.
You may roll me a knowledge arcana check for the boots.
That's just what they'll do.
Fandango rolls a 15 on a knowledge arcana check.
Okay, it's a very low DC. These are not particularly potent boots, but they are boots of water walking. To wear these boots means to stand upon the surface of liquid as if it were solid.
That's pretty magical sounding, but you know what else is magical? My calf muscles. I don't want to cover those up. Does anybody want these boots?
The Arrow of the Gods is all about walking on water.
I love that, Brandon, you guys are going to give the boots of walking on water to your ranged attacker.
Actually, Bjorg is going to kind of speak up and say, if I were to take those boots, it would be much easier for me to stand on the surface of the ocean and kick it.
Done.
I'd like to see that.
Blue guy wins.
Bjorg will take the boots.
Congratulations, Bjorg. You are now both dyed blue in the follicles and an ocean shredder. This is not a theme at all that's clearly manifesting around you.
And there were some scraps of paper that we didn't understand the language of.
Yes. You still do not understand the language of them.
Oh, good. As long as we're all, sure on it. That's good. I like a bit of continuity now and then.
All right. Well, I guess just shove those in a backpack.
I'm sure this won't be relevant later.
Yeah, right next to the shit rags. That's about how important they are.
I think those got cleaned, too.
No. They are not a clothing.
Oh, right, then I'll shove the scraps of paper in my backpack, because I ain't carrying no fucking Klaus shit rags.
Nope, that is a Kuthric job.
I'm remembering the last time Bjorg made a very broad request. Has anything happened to him that he can discern?
Oh, yes, Kuthric's. Or, sorry, Bjorg's. Roll me a perception check.
All right, Bjorg rolls a 9.
Oh, you look at your big, manly, tattooed body, and you see, like, what you think is a new one, but you don't really pay much attention to it.
Oh, okay. I suppose that's probably not important. Sometimes tattoos just spontaneously break out on me.
Actually, to be fair, that's not really a DC 10 check. That's a DC 5 check. You know your fucking body. When you look down at your right forearm and you see a tattoo of a compass, you're like, well, that wasn't there. And then you notice that it is spinning like a top. Just fucking going nuts. It's almost like you asked to be able to detect all evil in a world full of evil people.
Oh, God. Fantastic.
I asked you if you wanted just the ones you'd let loose, or all evil, and you said all evil.
All evil. Bjorg is going to stare at his arm for a second, then hold it out to the others and go, do your tattoos usually move? He has no fucking clue.
No. I mean, okay, there was this one chick who could make a cat wink at me, but that was a very specific tattoo in a very specific place.
If you consider this to be an evil omen, we could lop it off.
No.
That was a hilarious impression of Silas you just did there, Arrow of the Gods. Well done.
I hope to meet this Silas Kane one day. He sounds like a fine fellow.
He's a
nah, we fine.
If you're wondering, Robert, you are still dodging trees like a motherfucker.
I'm awesome. Are the trees, like, growing back and falling again, or is there just a pile of dead trees around?
You know what? It's been long enough. Give me another perception.
Flash roll's a 17.
Okay, this time when you look back, you're not quite as dazed by the craziness of it all. And you notice that these trees are basically splintered in half. Not like they were cut down. Oh, with a 17, you'll actually get it. Like something with a lot of blunt force hit one part of them and just shattered them down, like a broken bone, like they were kicked or punched down.
Right, okay. But, I mean, after some amount of time, I should be in a place where there's no more trees left to be falling down on me.
Boy, you'd think that, but man, it is just not happening. You are running and it is not happening.
Okay. I mean,
kudos on the optimism.
They are really fucking you here.
Is the area thinning out at all, or?
Oh no, just forest. Just so much forest and murder kicks. It's crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys have anything else you want to do before you make landfall and save Bevan?
I don't know. Maybe we could ask if they could, like, sail around a bit, you know?
we'd like to communicate with some more.
Yep, not back to the crunches. As we say in the Temple of the Many Fists, ABCs, always
be crunching. You try to commune with nature, but Footstool tells you that he doesn't have any of that on him. He's going to have to resupply a few pounds when he gets to this island.
Bjorg is going to keep tapping the compass on his arm to try and stop it from spinning.
It spins faster. That's how you get more evil.
Also, if I hit my arm, I detect more evil.
If you keep playing with your arm, you're going to go blind.
Shut up, nature boy!
Does Kupara look happy?
Oh, the best part of that is that it was foreshadowing and you didn't even know it. I feel like John might be the only one who got that.
Was it like forearm shadowing?
Well, now we're cutting this. By this, I mean the entire podcast. You've ruined all of it. We're done.
I win.
Okay, so does anybody have anything else they would like to do before making port?
No.
Okay.
The Panthers are playing tonight.
Okay, so the ship pulls into the island, and Klaus... right around that time, you bust out of the forest, the almost never-ending forest in a way, almost like your wish screwed you over, and you land in a small town, a little village. There are people all around. There's a port, there's a few, like, docks, but seeing as you are technically the first on the scene, please make me a perception check.
Again. Alright. My specialty tonight. Here I go. Oops.
You are batting 50%. That is a terrible specialty.
Alright, Klaus rolls a 7.
You are batting 33.3 repeating percent. That is a horrible specialty.
That'll get you in the Hall of Fame, dude. Come on.
There are buildings, and there's a dock, and you can see a very familiar ship coming in, and the sound of collapsing trees has faded from your ears.
Oh, that's nice. I like this town.
It's not trying to crush you. That's a bonus.
Yeah. Alright, well, I look behind me. Are trees still falling?
Nope. Just nice, beautiful forest behind you. But you do hear what sounds like more trees falling, like, further off in the woods.
Okay. Alright, well, I will not go back into the woods. Do I see people milling about?
You see something. You see figures. You didn't roll high enough. You're still kind of out of town. You're at, like, the edge of town. You can't make them out very well.
Alright, well, I'll proceed into town and look for a tavern.
Okay, you can walk into town and roll me a perception, and you guys will make dock. Does anybody have anything else they want to ask Footstool before you depart the ship?
So, is there anything we shouldn't do on this island? Like, are there things the locals might take extreme umbrage to other than weapons?
Foot still kind of rubs his tiny chin. No, you're pretty okay. You just, whatever you start, you gotta be able to finish it. This is an island.
Do you mean like eating and fucking, or...
All of it. All of it. All. Don't bite off any more than you can chew. This is the island of fucking champions. If you try to start some shit you can't finish, it will get finished for you, and you will not like the results. If you're nice and you're polite and you don't challenge anybody, you can walk in and out fine. We're going to resupply here. It's going to be 2 days. You got 2 days to do whatever you want, but remember, there's no cops here. There's no jail. This is the Island of Champions. Whatever you do, finish it.
I've said that several times.
What are your thoughts on converting to Torag? I'm asking for a friend.
Well, seeing as how it treated that weird guy with, like, the bad face, like you know, the bad face, and Footstool kind of looks at the rest of you. You know, the guy with the bad face.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. Him. No, I'm not gonna give up Grumble anytime soon.
Very wise. Do you have a spare blanket and bar of soap? I gave mine to a guy covered in shit.
Footstool kind of points like all around. This is a ship, a seafaring vessel. We have extra of nothing. And then he leans over. Fucking nothing! If you want something, go buy it on the fucking island.
Apparently there's extra attitude.
Yeah, there's an abundance of attitude. I'm surprised this ship doesn't sink.
Footstool leans in. It floats on attitude. That's what fuels it.
Alright, well, I am good to go into this island and see if I can make this. Bjorg looks at his arm again and goes, maybe it will point at the biggest evil.
As Bjorg starts walking down the gangplank, I'm going to riff on Iron Man.
Nice. Brandon's just going to put his sort of his arms in the air as he walks down.
Wait. Working,
but he just imagines everyone is.
Real quick here, Fandango. As you begin to play Iron Man, roll me a perform check. Let's see how good you do.
Fandango rolls a perform string check and nails a 26.
Oh, okay. So as you walk down the dock away from the boat, and he is just sort of just casually tearing up Iron Man, you see big motherfuckers start leaping out and like posing and flexing and kicking shit over. Like they're walking in and trying to make a statement. They're all trying to take that song for themselves.
Bjorg is also going to start posing.
Roll me an intimidation check.
All right.
Or a charisma check. You get either. You can do intimidate or charisma. Right. Let me, Brandon Thighmaster, am I assuming you're doing that as well?
You assume correctly.
Intimidate or charisma, your choice.
Intimidate. And Dingo, don't mess this up for me. Don't take my moment away from me.
Bjorg rolled a 26.
Was that intimidate or charisma?
Intimidate.
All right. That's a good one. You're scaring a lot of the little dudes off. They thought they could fucking swing, but they see a goddamn blue-faced barbarian walking through, flexing like he has got a blood oath on it. And man, they are backing up.
Come on, universe, don't let me down now. Brandon Fivemaster rolls an 18.
You're doing good too. You're doing nice. You scare a few off, but man, Bjorg is the main stage. Like he is knocking shit over. He's just punching through things. He is letting it all flex out, and everybody is scattering before his meat.
Arrow of the Gods will pat Brandon on the shoulder and be like, "Keep it up, son. And one day you'll be a hero too."
I like you, Arrow, but don't touch me.
So you have walked down a plank into the main city. Bjorg has effectively scared off all the poses, and Fandango has found that his music is very well received here. Everybody roll me perception checks.
I perceive that this is my new favorite city because they love music.
Klaus rolled an 11 to perceive a bar.
Bjorg rolled a 12.
Fandango rolls a 22.
Arrow of the Gods rolls a 13. It looks like Cutharic rolled a natural 1.
Ooh, roll me again, Cutharic.
Fantastic.
Cutharic rolls
got lost on the gang.
Alright, you don't hurt yourself.
Awesome.
Brandon kills himself in a perception check.
That would be fantastic. That would be just like Zara to die for trying to perceive something.
Klaus shit his pants trying to climb. I mean.
Yeah. You looked at the sun.
You looked into the end of time. Saw the end.
Yeah. He accidentally stared into the void. The void took his soul.
Alright, so everybody who beat 10, which I think is everybody except Kutharic, you can see that there are two very distinct types of humanoid creatures on this island. Several are like the hands and the sailors who were just jumping out to flex as soon as the music played. And they look like humans, half elves sometimes, maybe the occasional dwarf and elf. But for the most part, it's the tall, like broader built ones. You'll see some half orcs in there. But then the actual natives of this island are smaller, and they have like a weird coloration. It's like their chests are made of vertical black and white striped lines. And they sort of run around just making incoherent sounds you don't quite understand.
Kutharic is meanwhile fascinated with various species of moss and lichens, and toadstools and the like.
Yeah, Kutharic took his dick out. We all saw the natural one.
Are there any shops or places of commerce that we can see?
Yes.
God. Okay, so Klaus, I wasn't ignoring you.
What is my compass pointing at?
I was giving you the weird inhabitants and the people, and together you all see that this place has exactly three places. A bar / inn, a place that literally just says oil.
Yes. So much Brandon, your time has come!
And a place that says outfits. That's it. Those are the three shops.
Outfits. Outfits. You need outfits when you got oil.
Not that have apps on our app.
That is your failing, my friend.
Well,
so what the hell are they resupplying on this ship then?
There's food at the bar / inn.
I love that, it fills me with the mental image of the ship stocking up itself entirely on beer and beer nuts.
You're not 100% wrong.
You know,
yeah, we're getting
less armor.
There's a shit ton of, self-supplying lumber on the beach.
Oh yeah, so as you're all walking into town, you see Klaus just, strolling up in clean clothes. Looking like there's a few brambles in his hair, like he was dodging shit, but he looks okay. He looks fully healed and rested.
Arrow immediately cries out as loud as he can, "Is that you, Klaus Richter, champion of champions, the man who claims no one can beat him in anything?"
Everybody around Silas, roll me perceptions.
Oh, God.
Zara gets a 15.
Brandingo gets a 7.
Brandon Firemaster gets a 22.
Bjorg rolls a 7.
Silas, you're around, Silas, so you can roll.
Oh. Okay.
Silas is around, Silas.
14.
Kutharic, Brandon, and Silas. As Silas screams out about Klaus's imaginary accomplishments, you see about 40% of the former flexors get visibly aroused. Like, they are, raring to go.
I'm kind of used to this reaction.
Back where you came from. None of you can defeat Klaus the Mighty, Klaus the Invincible.
And from behind, you all hear the loud clacking of a stick as a footstool wanders forward with a troop of goblins. Back! Back, you fucking jobbers! Back! We got work to do. We got things to buy.
I would like to say loudly, "Oh, Arrow of the Gods, mighty undefeatable hero, you're so modest."
Fandingo will go to the clothing store.
Fandingo! You walk into the outfit store. You see a big man. A big man. A man who puts Bjork to shame. A man who looks like he eats rocks and pisses bigger rocks. he sets a heavy hand on the table. "What can I get you?"
Chainmail, maybe?
He slaps the counter, and the counter looks afraid. Ah, you're joking. That's a good one. That's a good joke. We don't wear coward armor here.
I think your table now wants some coward armor because it's terrified of your manly fist.
He slaps it again and you hear a few cracks. Yeah, if this one makes it to the end of the day, it'll be the first.
Yeah, the chainmail's not for me. It's for my brother.
Yeah.
Finn Donko. It's for a gift.
He looks at you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear you got cursed with a pansy of a brother.
We all have our crosses to bear.
We do. But I ain't got no chainmail here. I got the garb of fucking champions. He does like a flex.
If I wear that, do I have to fuck any champion? Or do I get to pick, like, chick champions?
He laughs. When the champion decides, it's not up to you.
Not interesting. All right. You have a good day.
No, these are the gloves of champions, but you are not a champion. But that's okay. You're a herald.
Yes.
Yeah, we got shit for heralds, too.
Like, armor with... like bubble wrap.
We got herald gear. And he is going to reach in the back and pull out a rack. And part of the rack is some of the most neon, glaringly, just a sin against fashion outfits you've ever seen. But part of it is also some sweet fucking guitars. I mean, he has got some axes in this bitch.
Yeah. Daddy needs a double neck 12-string, 6-string combo.
He pulls out a different rack. Did you want that with or without the attached blades?
Can I shoot the blades from the ass end of the guitar?
You can, but it's an enchantment, and it costs extra because they have to come back.
I can sell you a dwarf. And I've got a really... really annoying ranger that I could throw in.
He laughs. He's like, nah, we get plenty of weaklings. Those are a dime a dozen.
Wait, you pay money for weaklings?
No. Well, I mean, sure, if we need some kindling for the fire, we grab a few corpses, but a lot of people come here to test their strength and find out they don't got what it takes. Me, I've been training for a decade, and in a few months, I'm gonna make my trek up one of the mountains.
You've been training for a decade. You literally breathe and scare furniture, and you're not ready yet.
Well, I'm going for the big mountain.
Are there little eensy tiny weeny mountains?
Well, there's a few mountains. There's the smaller mountain. They say the man who lives there is the pinnacle of manliness. A macho fella who breaks and snaps limbs without question. They got the little mountains. Where the high flyers live. They dart around, they leap, they're incredible. You can't even keep a fucking eye on them. And then they got the big mountain, where the heavy, heavyweights live. You gotta trek your way up, just like all of them. You gotta fight your way to the top. And then, if you make it, oh, they say there's a giant there. A giant that's never been bested. He's been dropped, he's been hit, he's been hurt, but never beaten.
Is he blonde?
No. Okay. Dark-haired, pale-skinned, eyes big like a mad man. Demon. Yeah. Right. You've heard of the giant.
I've heard of the giant. So, but back to this guitar.
Well, hang on. That's been enough for your turn. I wanted to get the lore of this out, but it is time for somebody else to go. Unless you guys don't want to go and just want to hear him talk more.
We've been listening in on the... on this conversation, are we with Fandango?
If you want to follow Fandango into the outfit store, I don't think I'll fault any of you for that.
Bjork is going in there too, yeah.
Alright,
yeah,
so you too. Followed. Alright, Brandon followed.
Brandon Firemass is just kind of doing lunges. Have you got anything less chafing than what I'm wearing?
Our other guys is just sticking with his friend Klaus, extouting, like, you know, how unbeatable Klaus is.
Bjork wants to know if he's got anything that goes with blue.
Wait, where's Kuthric?
Tharik is going to stay outside and try to investigate the local flora and fauna some more.
There's a lot of trees that look like somebody kicked them down.
Okay, he's going to look at those.
It looks like somebody kicked them down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's going to make sure of that he really understands what happened to those trees.
Yeah, you look it over, you take your time, you do the full, you take a 10. Yeah, somebody kicked the shit out of these trees. There's like one boot print on each one. Oh, that's some crazy shit.
I can't wait until I get back guys, with my complete report on what happened to these trees.
Tree detective.
Klaus wonders.
Who's our collage?
Klaus wonders why Cuthar is the only one who doesn't have clean pants.
Cuthar does have clean pants.
Well, I thought we had a little stain in there.
Nope. Fandango wished for everyone to be healed and clean and nice. You are all clean.
But did he not?
But Cuthar just his pants when he became.
Sorry, I forgot he jizzed his pants.
Been a hippie for about an hour and he's already filthy.
Yeah.
That doesn't take long, man.
Alright, so yes, you wonder why he has clearly finished in his pants. To go back to the shop with the big guy, he's gonna tell Brandon Thymaster, Oh yeah. You're wearing what? You're wearing a lot of layers. Now this isn't a layers place. This is a place where you wear, you know, you cover yourself, and then you display what you got. And so he reaches in and he pulls up a pair of shorts, and they are brilliantly gold and silver, and they just gleam.
Brandon, at this point, you have to remember, he was abandoned at the Temple of the Many Fists. He's not really sure where he's from, but right now he feels like he's come home. How much?
To transsexual Transylvania?
How much? Well, that depends on how worthy you are. And he sets the shorts down. Flex!
Okay. Brandon Firemaster is going to double this up. He's going to flip onto Bjorg's shoulders, so he's standing on Bjorg's shoulders and flex.
Okay, roll me a...
Bjorg being the highest point in the room.
No. It's very fair. Roll me an acrobatics check.
It's going to go horribly wrong, but...
Yeah, it very well could.
But if it goes wrong, it's even better.
Will also flex.
This seems like a go big or go home kind of place, so... Right. So acrobatics. Wow, Brandon Firemaster rolls a 15.
All right, that's enough to get on the shoulders. You do it. Give me an intimidate. And if Bjorg is going to roll in as well, give me an intimidate from Bjorg, too.
All right. Bjorg rolls a natural 20.
I make everyone look good. Brandon Firemaster rolls another 15.
Okay, well, Brandon, you do a good job. You do a strong job. And he looks at you and he's like, yeah, I can give you these for like a gold and a half. And then he, like, looks down to Bjorg doing the natural 20 flex. And, Fandango, you can see that both of his hands are clearly in view, okay?
Right.
And then you hear a mighty thud, and you see the counter shake again. he just pushes Brandon's shorts aside, looks at Bjorg, and says, let me clothe you.
Bjorg, please want to be clothed in that fucking guitar.
What do you have?
Are you his herald?
Yes.
And he just kind of looks back and forth. Play me his song.
Can I Iron Man it is, bitches?
Yeah, you were fucking around earlier. If you're going to go for it, you got to give me that perform. You got to... I know when Fandango can bring it.
Fandango rolls a 26 again on a perform string.
This time you're trying. Am I right? Are you still fucking around, or this time you're trying?
Oh no, we're tearing it up. This is like Yngwie Malmsteen shit up in here.
He looks from Fandango to Bjorg to Fandango to Bjorg, and he sets his mighty fists upon the counter. You belong here. I will clothe you, and I will outfit you cheaply.
That's what I like to hear.
This is good. What do you have that goes with blue?
He pulls out like five racks of like robes and kimonos and shorts that are all blue-black, blue-silver, blue-white. Boots. Big ol' boots. Not a scrap of armor in the motherfucker. Gloves, wristbands, like whatever you want, you can get it here.
Okay.
I'm not wearing any armor now, so I'll load up with some All right, Bjorg, what are your fucking colors? Blue and what?
Blue and gold.
Blue and black sounds great.
The guy just kind of looks between you. Yeah, blue and black sounds really great. So he's going to kind of tarp back. So blue and black is probably... Yeah, blue and black. And what is your name? Large, powerful warrior.
I am Bjorg Bjornsson of the North.
And then he turns. And Harald. Harald of a mighty warrior. What is your name?
Fandingo the Fantastical, bitches.
Perfect. Pick your guitar.
Oh, God.
Well, it'll have to be blue.
It will be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
It will be.
I love that I think John has finally picked up where you guys are.
At this point, Brandon is just kind of dejectedly standing in Bjorg's shadow.
It's okay, Brandon. You still get your hot pants.
He's just going to silently place a gold piece on the counter, grab his golden hot pants, and just walk away like Charlie Brown.
The guy reaches out and puts like a giant hand over your shoulder. Hey, it's not about how big you flex. It's about how big you fight. On the mountain, all that matters is your strength as a warrior.
That's really good to hear. Don't touch me.
I'm really counting on a lot of it having to do with how good you look doing it.
So you pick I'm assuming a double-handled lute yep. With the ability to fire off blades from the back.
Yep.
He tells you that he will do the outfits and the lute. The outfits are free, and he'll only charge you 100 gold for the lute. But he wants to go with you. Bjorg makes his first challenge.
Alright. I have no problem with that.
In that case, he slams his hand. Good! Take a night. Rest. Learn about this place. Pick your mountain. Tomorrow, I'll bring the gear. We'll walk up one. You'll change, and I'll see your beautiful challenge. And you, tiny muscles! He points to Brandon.
God damn it!
You pick one, too! We've got the small mountains for a reason.
Oh.
Brandon says nothing. Just does his Charlie Brown walk out the door.
Ta-na-na, ta-na-na.
Brandon got a rock.
Fandango, are you willing to pay 100 gold for your guitar?
I'm going to need to take some of the communal gold to do that, but if no one has any objections, then yeah.
No objections.
No objections. Too busy objecting to other things.
All right, I had 22, and then we got 200, so I'll take 78 of the 200, or make it 80. So I'll have 2 gold left.
Makes Fandango more useful in battle. So, yeah.
So are you borrowing 30? So you all got oh Jesus! So you got 200. So 200 divided by what? 6.
Yeah.
So 200 divided by 6 is 33 gold apiece.
So I had 22, so that I had 52, so I'm borrowing 25 from Bjorg and 25 from Brandon.
Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm with me.
One, three, I think.
Okay. As long as you guys are willing, I have to make sure he's okay. You guys are cool with borrowing, because, you know, it is your gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He tells you it will be ready tomorrow morning. All of it. You are... But, if Bjorg... If Bjorg starts a fight beforehand, if he starts a challenge before the shopkeeper can come with you and watch the first bout in his gear, then you have to pay full price for everything.
So all we have to do is not start a fight. Which,
not have Bjorg
now that I say it out loud.
Bjorg doesn't actually light well on
you. I was about to say.
Well, it depends.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to hide Bjorg in the hotel.
Okay, you guys have been going for a while. Let's go back to Kutharic, Klaus, and Silas. Sorry, the Arrow of the Gods.
Well, Kutharic is, as I think, probably determined at this point that the trees were definitely kicked over by someone. So there's a giant running around here kicking down trees. Is that you?
You don't know anything, man. You were not in the weapon shop.
with my magical druidic wizard powers.
You can see this very normal-sized footprints on these trees. I'll give you that much.
Normal-sized footprints.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a monster or anything unnatural. It looks like a boot print, like a normal, like, your size boot print. Kick this motherfucker down.
Okay, that's weird.
Roll to put your sunglasses on and make a pun.
Looks like this tree got the
boot. It seems
boot.
You've gotten to the root. You've gotten to the root of the problem. Tharic is going to... what are the other shops that are around here?
Oil and bar slash inn.
Bar slash inn. I'll go catch up with the other guys.
You're going to walk into the costume shop or the outfit shop? Or are you assuming they're in the tavern?
No, I was assuming they're in the outfits place.
I don't know if I believe you.
Fine, I'll go to the tavern. What's happening?
What the hell is that?
Sorry. All right, Kusarik will go to the tavern.
To your shock, to your slight devastation, really, your friends aren't in here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, literally unbelievable. I don't believe it either.
Where they could be. It's amazing. So what do I see here?
You see more of the black and white striped humanoids. You see a few of the big guys and ladies, like, all they're just drinking beers and they're arm wrestling, and some of them are straight up, like Greco-Roman style in the back corner, and some are just straight up just breaking bricks and shit. A lot of busted-ass chairs. Like, you see, like, a lot of busted chairs. It's a weird amount of busted chairs.
Okay. It's very odd. What are the black and white striped guys doing?
Just running around, cleaning shit up, taking care of things, yelling in this weird, like, meep, meep, meep language that you don't understand.
Occasionally counting
to three.
Occasionally.
Were they replanting trees and stuff, too?
No, you didn't see any near the forest. They're all in town.
Okay. All right.
Well, Arrow is still like, you know, talking very loudly, trying to draw attention, you know. You know, as closest friend, his companion, nay, his manager. I can say for a fact that the gods smile upon him and spit upon any who oppose him.
Sending your ass back to promo class.
Yeah. You see, like, a lot of the big ones, like, just kind of looking you both up and down, and you hear whispers like, they won't make it halfway up the mountain.
What was that? Klaus will kick your ass. That's right, keep stepping.
You see motherfuckers just, like, literally picking up rocks and crushing them in their hands.
Klaus says, I am the champion of... Oh, wait. I still don't have any urine, do I?
You don't have any... No, it's been all of, again, 5 minutes, like, at that.
Yeah. Klaus needs a drink.
I have a very specific set of skills.
They include defecation and my pants.
Skills. We has them.
Klaus wanted to walk away from the crazy shouting person and go into the tavern.
Alright, you walk in. You find Kutharik!
Hi.
Yay.
He laughs, turns around, and walks out.
Sorry that the magic didn't work on your pants. I'd like a drink.
So, yeah, it's like even more magic has worked in his pants since then.
Plenty of magic going on in my pants.
It's not what we heard.
Black magic.
It's not what that sheep on the...
That is white magic if there's ever been white magic.
Oh, yeah.
Pearl magic? Is there pearl magic? Alright, you
does
walk up to the...
Drink require a test of champions?
No, you walk up to the bar, and a big old dude with, like, silver hair and who's way too buff for his age sort of looks down at you. What you having?
I think I'm going to have some beer, because I need to replenish my urine supply.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been in those matches. I feel you. Hey, he reaches down.
I need to replenish my supply, too.
He pulls out a mug. It is extremely large. Like he's making fun of you large, except everyone else is drinking from them. He sets it down. Boom! That's one silver.
One silver it is.
Alright. You can drink it, but it's going to take two hands. It's like you're drinking out of a vase.
Fine with me. Yeah, this is precisely the beer I wanted.
In retrospect, maybe I shouldn't have sent y'all here. I'm not sure you'll ever leave this island.
Well, no, Bjorn likes it. This weapon.
Yeah, are the gods disgusted that they got no takers to challenge his protege there? So he's gonna go into the oil shop. Maybe they have something there I can use to set myself on fire.
You see a lean dude who literally just looks like he's chiseled out of muscle and bone. He looks at you. Hey, what's up, man? You need some oil?
What kind of oil do you got?
Oh, man, we got all them oils, man. We got that fucking caribou oil. We got that sap oil. We got that ogre oil. I mean, what are you looking for? You tell me the kind of sheen you're looking for, I'll tell you the oil. Do you want a slickness? Do you want to get in deep and really accentuate the muscle curves? I mean, what are you looking for?
Awkward as fuck.
I'm looking for something. For something hot.
Oh, you want that hot shit. Alright, I got you, man. And he kinda rummages around and he pulls out this glistening bottle. He sets it down. He's like, alright, man, now this is the hottest shit we got, alright? Made from the oil of a sweating phoenix. You rub it on, you light it on fire. For like 2 minutes, you're gonna burn, you won't feel a speck of heat. But you will look fucking awesome. And I mean, also, anything you grab is definitely going to be burned like a motherfucker, because you're going to be burning.
What if I put it on over my clothes and I set it on fire?
Oh, no, that burned clothes, man. No, we don't do that kind of weird shit. This is a skin oil shop.
you're all going to burn in hell.
Nah, son, I got this phoenix oil!
Although actually this shit sounds like it could come in useful. I'll take a bottle.
All right, man. Cool. 20 gold a bottle. Oh.
Did you think oil from phoenix feathers was going to be super cheap?
So, idle crunch.
What kind of discount could I get if maybe I like said a nice prayer for you?
Oh, no, that's funny, man. No. We do half off for champions. Every shop around here does.
Well, I'm technically the champion of the gods.
Oh, cool. Show me your gold, man.
Ooh. I got this Taurig symbol.
No, man. No, you're not a champion until you earn that fucking title. You want half off? You gotta come back with a piece of the gold.
point me towards the nearest, heel.
Nah, man, no heels, no faces, just champions. Just warriors trying to fucking prove themselves. I mean, the nearest one is the Light Mountains, but he kind of looks you up and down. I'll be honest with you, I don't think you got the legs for even that shit.
Oh, I'll have you know, if there's one thing I can take, it's a beating.
You know how to bump, man. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that. We've seen a lot of champions who bumped their way up to that piece of gold. There was a dude with like a stocking down his arm. It was fucking crazy, but you know, he did it. He made it happen. He believed in himself.
Just walk out silently.
The arrow of the gods has been like bro shamed. I half expected that guy to start talking about CrossFit.
No, he's not injured.
Yeah, speaking of bro shames, Brandon's going to wander into the oil store, put his hand on the counter, say, I need a pick-me-up. What do you have in high-reflective, glitter-imbued body oil?
He looks at you. You know, we got the gold glitter-imbued, we got the silver glitter-imbued, but you strike me as a man with style. How would you feel about a ruby glitter-imbued oil?
Yeah, I think I deserve this. How much?
He'll bring it up. Now, do you want high reflectivity or high muscle accentuation?
Choices. I mean, in an ideal world, both. But I'm not sure what kind of lighting there's going to be. Best give me the muscle accentuation.
All right, ruby and muscle. And he pulls out a vial and he sets it down. This will give you a good full coat. It'll last a couple hours. 5 gold.
5 gold. Brandon will hand that over, cradle his oil, and just walk silently out.
He's like, whoa, whoa, bro, bro, do you not want to try before you buy? We're not fucking horrible people here.
He pulls out, like, a tiny vial and, like, rubs it on his arm, like a cologne sample. Holds it
I'll
up.
I'll go on then, yeah.
Yeah, he hands you a tiny vial to try on one of your arms or legs.
Yeah, right arm.
Right arm.
Obviously.
You put it on. It's nice, man. You're gleaming in the light. You can see those ruby flecks. You've got some deep accentuation. You feel like if you made an intimidate check with a body full of this, it would be at a +5.
Nice. Yeah, feeling better about myself.
Nice.
Good. I'm going to put that in my inventory then.
As well you should. You bought it.
Cool.
I'm having so much more fun with this island than I thought I would. And I thought I would have a lot of fun. Say what?
How's Klaus's bladder doing?
I mean, you're nursing your way through one giant vase of liquor. You gotta push through, man. You gotta get at least a little bit in there. Are you ready to order your second?
I'm not nursing.
Are you ready to order your second?
Yeah.
All right. 5 more silver. You get your second. By the end of this one, you're gonna be good to drain.
All right. Well, proceed.
So is it time now to take Bjorn and rush him into the inn and sequester him so that I can get my axe for cheap?
If that's what you choose to do.
Bjorg, you need to go hide so that you don't inadvertently beat the fuck out of someone and cost us a lot of money.
You know, I've never actually inadvertently beat the fuck out of someone, right? It's always been very intentional.
I don't believe that to be true.
There was that one time in the sweat lodge where I started, shifting my legs. No, that was in a sweat lodge. Nothing that happens in a sweat lodge counts.
Okay, that's fair.
It was in the sauna. Sauna. Lovely sauna. I miss my homeland.
Come on, we're gonna go hide.
Oh, okay.
I'm leading Bjorg by his blue beard into the inn. We need a room. Not like that.
He says it's 1 silver apiece for a room.
All right. I give the man. Yeah. And how much for beer?
5 silver. And you see the size of what Klaus is drinking very clearly.
All right. So we're going to need 5, 10, 15. I give him 22 silver and we go the fuck up to the room with 4 beers.
All right.
We are anywhere around Klaus. There's gonna be a fight.
Oh my god, this is literally like ushering a champ off so he doesn't start shit.
Yeah.
He was only in the sweat lodge once!
I am hiding Mike Tyson.
You are.
Iron Bjork.
I am not king, motherfuckers.
Meanwhile, Evander Holyfield is feeling pissed.
Yeah.
What's up, Brandon?
I'm Bjork Bjork!
Yeah, alright, that's the plan. Me and Bjorg and 4 beers.
Okay, is anyone going to do anything besides drink and sleep for the night? Are we going to try to learn anything about this island, or are we going to just let it be?
Yeah, I wanted to ask somebody at the, if there's a, well, there is obviously a bartender at the bar there, what's the deal with the island? What's the deal with the island? What are all the, what's with all the competitions going on and stuff? What are people vying to do exactly?
It's the Island of Champions. Did no one tell you it's the Island of Champions?
Yeah, can you be more specific than that?
Yeah, this is the island where champions come.
Okay, alright. That's kind of where I thought this discussion was going to go.
Yeah, he laughs. He's like, I'm fucking with you, little guy. It's okay. Now listen. Listen, this is the island of fucking champions. Like, this is where the biggest and the strongest and the toughest, they come to test themselves against the place of legends. Because to walk away from here with a piece of the gold is to be engraved in history. It's to be a piece of something immemorial. And the champion, the one who holds the gold, oh shit, they are imbued with immortality for so long as they defend their title.
And now, so there seems to be a big focus on the sort of physical aspects of this this competition, and I'm wondering, as more of a I'm a gentler soul myself, and I've recently had sort of a conversion to a more environmentally friendly kind of existence, and I'm really into nature and shit now, and I'm wondering if there's any kind of any venue for me to compete here, or if I'm just shit out of luck.
He heals up. He's like, whoa, listen. We got a real strict no drug policy here, all right? Like, you win your championship legitimately, or you don't win your fucking championship.
The Island of Fantasy, no doping.
That's a fucking wellness policy, kid.
That's not exactly what I was asking, but okay.
Ask if they have the Dwarf League.
Yeah.
Is there a Dwarf League?
There's been a Dwarf Champion or two, let me tell you. I mean, it was the Middle Mountain, but oh, he was a fucking son of a bitch. God. Oh, that guy could whoop some ass. Oh, but he got dethroned a while ago. No. It's not about what you can do. And it's not about what your race is, alright? It's about how strong you are, how tough you are, how much punishment you can take. Can you walk into that room and fight until you're the last motherfucker standing? If you can, then this is the place for you. If not, well, I mean, that's why we got a port.
What was that last part?
That's why we got a port.
That's why you got a port, okay.
Get on the boat, bitch.
Alright, good to know. Thanks. I'm gonna have a beer.
5 silver.
All right.
Would anyone else like to investigate or learn or do anything besides drink and go to sleep?
No, Arrow's not really gonna drink, and chances are he's gonna try to find some like uncomfortable horse stall to fall asleep in. So he's gonna wander and talk to people for a bit, mostly trying to convert them, you know, subtly to Torag, who's not a god he worships, by the way. But if he did, that would be the god he did.
Alright, so Arrow the Gods is gonna drink and then harass people and then fall asleep next to a horse. Gotcha. But like in a non fucking way, right? Like that's the story you're gonna have, is that you didn't fuck the horse.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, alright.
You know, I got a mask. I have plausible deniability.
Alright, so Fandango and Bjorg are up in the room. Klaus is drinking, Silas is harassing and then sleeping with a horse. Klaus and Brandon. You're the last two. Do you guys want to do anything besides drink and sleep?
I would like to get my own room and ask the bartender what he has in the way of any sort of protein shake.
Oh, shit. He's like, he looks at you like, I just sell the fucking beer to keep the roof up. Now the protein we can meet on. He pulls out 5 different water flasks, each one full of more and more protein. He looks the last one, he's like, I'm gonna be honest with you, this last one, I took one sip, I didn't shit for a month.
Oh my, I would shit in living memory.
Only Klaus shits in this party.
I will take a room and the strongest protein you got.
He will sell you a mug of the highest level protein for 5 gold.
Okay. And the room?
The room is like, what, a silver, I said? Yeah, silver.
So he sells you a mug of meat.
A mug of highly condensed protein.
Just blend with chicken.
He spanks it.
I could have given you that.
You could have rang it out of your clothes.
Alright, Klaus, I believe you're the last one. You're drinking. Do you want to do anything besides drink?
Yeah, I mean, after my bladder was full, I wanted to go look for, Silas, the Arrow of the Gods again.
Roll me a perception check. Let's see if you find him by the time you finish your drink.
Okay. Perception coming up. Klaus rolls a 7.
Yeah, by the time you look around the bar, he has gone and you cannot locate him.
Oh, bummer. All right, well, I'll just keep drinking until I get sleepy and get a room and go to sleep.
All right, well, then we will open next game with the new morning and the claiming of gear and Bjorg having to do a challenge to pay for Fandango's loot, or at least the bulk of Fandango's loot and a free outfit, and Brandon maybe trying to prove something. But until we get to that point, I think it's time for the place where we take questions from the audience. If you would like to follow our live blog and submit some questions that we will answer sometimes on the podcast, remember it's facebook.com/authorsanddragons.
All right, before we get started with the questions, we wanted to give a big shout-out to a fan of ours. Not really sure how to pronounce this, either Legion or Legion, on his proposal to his girlfriend. And to his girlfriend, if the name is actually Legion, you might just want to run, because I can't really see anything good coming out of a... you know, relationship with somebody named after, like, you know, the apocalypse. But, you know, what do we know? So on that note, let's jump into the questions. Joe.
Right, on that note, don't ever fucking ask Galtieri for relationship help.
I think we just found our new segment, Rick's Relationship Corner.
Better than Silas's relationship.
What does he have, green eyes? Nah, I don't trust him. Don't trust him. Fuck him. Fuck him all.
Alright, so, our first question is from Jeremy, and he said, whose dogs did we hear barking in the last session? The rest of you have pets, and if so, any amusing stories of pets interfering with gaming?
Well, the only person who can answer that first question is Bevan, because it was on Bevan's end, but I don't think it was his dog's.
No, that was my neighbor's dog. I just moved out into the deep country, and my neighbors have horses and donkeys and a dog with giant balls, and it was the dog with giant balls that was barking.
Sounds fair.
There's your answer. Perhaps too much answer.
I mean, you don't have that kind of bark without those balls.
That is the voice of a man who considers himself an expert in that field.
If anybody knows dog balls, it's Bevan.
It's Bevan. To the second part, I do have a pet. I have a corgi breed named Dr. Winston, who is a good boy and has never interrupted your game because he is lazy as fuck. He does not wake up for anything.
His balls are tiny.
Well, he has no balls. He's a pet, so we took his balls off.
I have two cats, and I actually do have a story with regards to a pet interfering with gaming, and that was that I had, it's not like a great story, but I was babysitting my uncle's fucking parrot named Klinger, and this parrot was like a raging asshole, and it was on my shoulder while I was GMing, and which sort of makes it itself. But it would like to, it didn't quite know how to talk yet, it was a really young one, so it was like, it would either alternately just go, in my ear, or it would just kind of like, fall totally silent and fill like blank spaces in the game with something that sounded kind of like,
It'd fit right in with us.
I have a cat who tried to make a guest appearance on one episode. When he jumped up on the desk and started headbutting my microphone.
I remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I'm probably the crazy pet person, I guess, of the group, because I have four cats, three guinea pigs, and a dog.
And three sons.
Yeah, and unfortunately no cages for any of them.
Anybody else?
No game stories. I got a cat, but it's asleep right now. It goes to bed when we go to bed because it's lazy. It's a lazy cat, so it's asleep right now. It's 3 a.m. where I am.
I got a cat. It came with the house. Oh, I got like cockroaches and shit.
Dead.
Throw in a cat.
Did you like demand it? Did you take somebody's cat? This is the house. No. It's like, throw in the cat.
I didn't want the goddamn cat.
Hey, is that your cat? Said, no, not anymore.
This cat is more attached to the house than it is to me, so would you mind? And I'm alright.
It was literally attached to the house.
Yeah.
That's like staples.
I think we all know that Bevan financially extorted someone's cat out of them. That's what we took from that story. Alright, Joe, what's the next one?
Alright, next question. Our friend Joe says, why didn't Silas just ask to be in Torag's favor again? Well, he never was technically in his favor, but you know what I mean. Also, what would have happened if the cup was filled with blood?
Well, alright, Silas?
Silas did one better. He tried to get the entire group in Torag's favor. It just so happened that, like, the guy with the lamp just, like, suck balls, you know?
I love that the opinion is not that he screwed up. It's just kind of like, no, he overreached.
And what would have happened? Well, let me go ahead and tell you, man. Life is a series of choices. And with every one you make, you lose the opportunity to see what would have been down the other path. And D&D is no fucking different, baby.
I have a theory about the bowl. I think Drew has worked out that it's far easier to just let us destroy ourselves than it is to try and destroy us. So he just, the ball did nothing. Just...
And that if he plants too much shit, we're just going to fuck it up anyway. So there's no point actually figuring it out until the moment we finish an objective.
Oh, I don't know. I think I clearly had mapped out the intricacies of this island and its amazing selection of shops.
Oh, yeah. This one, I think you have pretty well nailed.
I did have one thing I wanted to mention. There's a couple of questions because I feel bad about this. In the last game, when we escaped the lamp, I completely forgot about the trapped soul. We made a promise to free. But in my defense, I think that's kind of very much in my character's nature to not really consider anything that's not immediately happening to. So I would love...
to not consider anything that isn't Brandon.
Yeah. So I think that was... an honest mistake. I think if I'd thought about it, it's quite handy playing a self-interested character because it kind of excuses my stupidity. So I just want everyone to know that I'm aware of that happened, and I'm justifying it with Brandon's vanity.
What is the most awkward? So our friend Norman says, what is the most awkward situation that not only your character had to deal with, but you personally as a player at the table, like being forced as a paladin to kill the whole camp of NPCs that did not do anything to you, etc.
So during what was supposed to be a marathon 3-day gaming session in college, we started heavy on the rum and cokes on Friday night, and then my ex-girlfriend shows up to the game. And the next thing I know, I wake up the next morning with no pants and bloody kneecaps.
Good lord.
Me and my buddy got into like a fight during a game. Like, we didn't come to blows, but it was right up to that point. And it was because he was the GM playing a shopkeeper who was a dick, and I was playing a character who was a dick. And we were drinking. This was like at 2 o'clock on like a late night game. And it started out with our characters fighting. And then it turned into just us screaming at each other like we were going to fucking come to blows. This is my best friend. And then we just both like walked away for 5 minutes and we came back and were like, what the fuck just happened?
Really getting into character. You got to appreciate that level of dedication.
Yeah, we got into character of Captain Morgan.
Alright, does this count? We, over in Korea, I was playing with a group of guys. And the guy that was the game master, he was really into his role, and he didn't want to stop the game just because he had to pee. We were drinking beer out of these plastic 1.6 liter bottles that they sell over there, and he pissed in a bottle, and
no, I don't like where this is going.
it wasn't me. It was another guy. He poured it into a cup, had a sip, and had another sip, and he said, is there something off about this beer? now this tells you something about Korean beer. he did not immediately say, holy shit, I'm drinking piss. He thought, this Korean beer is a little bit off.
Joe, oh my God. More questions. We are ending the podcast right here.
Yeah. That's that one. Mike, there's no piss been dropped.
All right. Well, with the discussion of Korean beer and piss done, I think that's a good place to call it for this session. Thank you all so much. We will be back in 2 weeks. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, you know, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your drive. Make sure you're safe. We hope you get to your loved ones okay. Until next time, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye.
Authors and Dragons is brought to you under a Creative Commons license, meaning you are free to share this material so long as credit is given to the original creators, which is us, the people who are playing it. The opening music, Take a Chance, and closing theme, Master of the Feast, are both credited to Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and also used under a Creative Commons license.